T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention, terrorists. Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Well, the prosecution scored yesterday, Lee, in the Alec Murdaugh trial.
Yeah.
They were getting pretty well shredded up until yesterday.
Yeah.
And then that changed dramatically. Basically, Alec Murdaugh's so-called alibi completely.
Yeah, it's eroding very quickly.
Yeah, and the jury listened with rapt attention to this too. They were really into it. So here's what happened. Alec Murdaugh claimed, no, I was out there. I was out there at the compound, the hunting compound. But I don't worry. I left, and I have an alibi, and I took a nap. And in the hour where his son and wife were murdered, well. There's a problem with that. That's what Alec Murdaugh had told police. But Paul Murdaugh, the son, is going back and forth with friends as late as 8:49 that night. And his friend, Rogan Gibson, and he are talking. And Rogan clearly hears Alec Murdaugh in the background. And that's what he testified to yesterday on the stand. Clearly hears Alec Murdaugh in the background 5 minutes before the murder. At the property. It's a problem. But we don't have to rely on Rogan Gibson's devastating testimony. And again, Rogan Gibson's just a friend of Paul's. They were talking about Rogan's dog was injured. Paul was very interested in that. Paul wanted a dog. They were going back and forth. And so, the cell phone reception out there on the Moselle property wasn't so good. So Paul says, I'll just record then and send you a video since we can't talk very well on the phone. In that video, recorded just 5 minutes before Paul and Maggie Murdaugh were savagely murdered, you can clearly hear Alec in the background. Alec told police, no, I wasn't there at that, during that hour. Yeah, he was. He lied. His alibi's gone. And even worse, he lied to authorities about where he was during the murder of his loved ones. It's devastating for him. And they are very, very lucky that this was the prosecution really, that this was caught because their other key piece of DNA evidence they personally destroyed. So, they're lucky this was caught. It gets them past the very real evidence errors I hope they're not making in other cases. SLED and the prosecutors. So, really interestingly to this, I don't know. I Dick Harpootlian is a very good lawyer.
Yeah.
And a very bad Democrat.
Well,
but
there is that.
There is that. But I don't know how any lawyer, no matter how good he or she is, gets past this.
Yeah.
All you can do at this point is try to create some confusion
right.
for the jury and hope that they're confused.
Well, which exactly what Harpootlian has been doing, and he's very talented at that. And,
So when Murdaugh's friend's on the stand, he's asked, is the voice Alec Murdaugh's? He said, yes. They had another friend of Paul Murdaugh's, get on the stand, Will Loving, and ask, hey, listen to this. Is this Alec's voice? And he said he's 100% sure, yeah, this is Alec in the background. So the ironclad alibi is gone, and it is clear that he lied. One of the things that surprised me as a reporter covering cases, as I did for many years, was, we grew up learning about the Salem witch trial
yeah.
in school, right? And in the Salem witch trial, I mean, silly things were used as evidence. What was her reaction to the black cat that wandered across the scene? And you're just rolling your eyes, right? Mm-hmm. That's not fact. And so this trial has annoyed me a little bit up until now because it's been, how did Murdaugh react? And I hate that kind of stuff in a trial. That is so subjective. I mean, what is the normal reaction to finding your loved ones dead? Tell us. Nobody knows because there is no normal reaction. That's not a normal situation. Yeah. I can't stand that kind of speculation. Yeah. It's like using a tabloid to convict somebody. I'm a facts person. You know that from listening to the show. I like facts. I like data. I want DNA. I want to know scientifically what is the angle and the trajectory. I don't want to do that. You know, what was his reaction like? Because, you know, that hits a jury different ways too.
Yeah.
So now we're finally getting to the meat of this. Okay, this is minutes and hours and seconds and math. This is timing. This is alibi. This is windows. These are things we can add and subtract. That's the kind of data and facts I like, and they are devastating for Murdaugh.
And that's the kind of things that should be involved
yes.
in a trial like this.
I do not like, and I mean, it just got almost grindingly stupid to me yesterday. I mean, I get they have to throw everything at the wall to see if it'll stick. I get it. It's a personal pet peeve with me. You know, did Murdaugh say, I did him so wrong talking about Paul or they? Well, you can listen to that video again and again. I did. I can't tell.
I know. I had the same reaction. It's like, I can see how you could hear it both ways. It was just, I mean, there are certain times when things are recorded that you just cannot hear them properly. And, you know, with a certainty about what exactly is said.
So, good, you know, good that'll, you know, we'll do that. Hey, maybe at this point, if we could put him away for life a couple of times, we can skip out on the other, I don't know, 60, 90 charges that are left and spend the money prosecuting someone else.
Well,
maybe
that would maybe be logical, Tara, and you're dealing with a very illogical situation.
Yeah. Texter writes, hey, Tara, not to change the subject. The coolest thing, my husband knows me so well by my text to you. He listens to you on his way to job sites, and I will be texting you working for our home office. So I guess the husband knows which texts are hers when I read them. Isn't that funny? Texter writes, could we maybe not call out all these people's names like they're celebrities? We don't need to know any of this really, but we definitely need to know their names burned into our heads. I'm not sure what this texter's talking about.
Maybe talking about some of the witnesses to the trial. That's relevant because if they are friends and if they're testifying, that's public information to begin with. So, you know, and yes, they are compelled to testify sometimes. But anyway,
I'm still reeling from this morning, Lee. Hunter Biden, admitting, the laptop. I remember now. That was mine. Because remember, there was a time when he couldn't remember. Remember that?
Right. Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that.
I really don't know. Okay. The answer is.
You don't know yes or no if the laptop
I don't have
was
any
yours.
Idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
And it could be that you are a horrible individual.
Yeah.
That is involved in things that are affecting the lives of millions of people. And is going to, the actions of this individual, it's just sad that this unelected person is going to have an impact on international news.
Oh, international news.
Simply because of his relationship to his dad.
Well, so much beyond that. On the word of one crackhead, the FBI set up an 80 agent strong war room to censor, and they ultimately censored millions of posts and comments, thousands of accounts, all of them to shut down this story on the word of one crackhead.
Right before an election.
That it wasn't his laptop.
Yeah.
The FBI even sat there, this is in the Twitter files, so we know, with the rules, the community rules for Twitter, trying to find ways to get accounts shut down, and they ultimately did. Based on what? Claims that any, you know, conversation that Hunter's laptop was real was Russian disinformation. We had to protect the public from the Russians. 80 FBI agents, Lee, full-time through the election, shutting down any mention, which turned out to be the truth, that Hunter's laptop was Hunter's laptop, and you know, also censoring COVID stuff.
Meanwhile, these very same people and groups are involved in fabricating a completely false narrative about the opposition candidate and then promoting that in the international media.
And using that narrative, the Russia
collusion, to start an investigation. Yeah,
yeah, as a justification to censor millions of posts, hundreds of thousands of accounts, some of them shut down permanently. Think about this for a minute. On the word of His Highness, because this is what royalty, we have royalty now. On the word of His Highness Hunter Biden, no less than Kayleigh McEnany's account was shut down and locked. She was the chief spokesperson for Donald Trump, who was running for president. Donald Trump's account was temporarily frozen. They hadn't taken it yet. The New York Post's account was taken. And they were told, you either retract that, turns out to be true story, or you can't have your account back. On the word of this guy, who's like, you know, it's coming back to me. That is my account after all. Maybe we didn't need those 80 FBI agents censoring hundreds of thousands of people. Maybe we didn't need that. One lovable crackhead. No, never Lee in the history of the United States of America has so much been done by so many federally corrupt federal agencies to hide the crimes of one crackhead.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.